Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins unto God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens with the clouds. He prepares for the earth.
He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food.
And to the young ravens that cry.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse,
nor his pleasure in the legs of a man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him.
In those who hope in his steadfast love.
Thank you. pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is by your grace that we live as your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, you called Lawrence to be a deacon in your church, to serve your saints with deeds of love, and you gave him the crown of martyrdom. Give us the same charity of heart that we may fulfill your love by defending and supporting the poor, that by loving them we may love you with all our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for First Sunday in Martyr's Tide is from the first book of Moses called Genesis, the 15th chapter. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. And then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man.
From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth.
He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds.
The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love.
That he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name.
Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. The reading from the letters is the letters to the Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the word of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from Luke chapter 12. Jesus said to the disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For your life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This is our text. Last week, we heard the reading, the gospel reading, about the rich fool from Luke chapter 12. You might remember the rich fool. He's the man who, when he has a good grain crop that comes in, he decides that he needs to build bigger barns and accumulate more and more stuff. He believed that one's life consists in the abundance of one's possessions. The rich fool was a man whose motto was, "He who dies with the most toys wins." And he lived that motto right to the end. He built bigger and bigger barns until God finally says to him, "Fool, the one who dies with the most toys still dies. This night your soul is required of you, and the things that you have prepared, whose will they be?" Such a person, we're told, lays up a treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The rich fool is the prime example of someone who is anxious about his life, what he will eat, what he will wear. All his bandwidth is taken up with stuff. Stuff sucks up his mental and emotional energy. Stuff drains his time. Stuff saps his strength. And isn't that exactly how it goes so often with us as well? The more stuff we have, the more burdened we are by anxiety and worry over it. There's one other thing to note about this man as well. You might recall that he's concerned about his crops and his barns, and his goal is to relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But it never mentions once another person. The rich fool is so focused on his things that it's like no one else even exists in his world. Relationships don't mean anything to him, and he certainly can't be bothered to have any relationship with God. He has one commandment only: love your stuff with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But earthly treasures fail. Earthly treasures always fail. You can't take it with you. Our money, our goods, our possessions, what's the end game with them? I know some of you are thinking about that because you know the end is closer than the beginning. And so you're going through your stuff and thinking, who's going to want this? And what are my children or my loved ones going to do with all of these things when I die? We'll say goodbye to them when our last hour comes, if not before. And I promise you this, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, they won't have any advantage when that time comes. And even now, the thief approaches, the moth destroys, things break, rust devours, new paint chips, food spoils, clothing wears out. And if that's where our treasure is, then is it any wonder that our hearts so easily get destroyed and broken and devoured and chipped too? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That can sound like a threat if your treasure is located in things here, and it can sound like a precious promise if your treasure is in the things that are above. The rich fool is the opposite of the men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast. His lamp isn't burning. He doesn't stand at the door waiting. He isn't awake. He's only ready for more grain. You can almost hear him saying, more, more, more. And he knows what to do with that. But he's not ready for the Son of Man to come at an unexpected hour. He has no mind for what we call the eschaton, the last things, like death or the final judgment. In his mind, those things don't even exist. All that exists are his barns. But he gets a rude awakening when God requires his soul. Sinful attachment to the things of this life leaves us unprepared for the life of the world to come. I want to say that again. Sinful attachment to the things of this life leaves us unprepared for the life of the world to come. Jesus teaches a different way, not the way of the rich fool, but you might say the way of the poor man crucified. Not the way of anxiety and worry, but the way of faith. Trust in the Heavenly Father is the watchword of God's kingdom. And when I say that, I know that many of you here say, yes, trust is the way. And you also know that trust is the challenge. We're not good at it. We fail again and again. You can trust God in this moment, and then you wake up tomorrow, and the anxiety and worry are going to be knocking on your door again. But consider for a moment, not the birds or the lilies, but your Lord Jesus Christ. You never find him worrying about food or clothing. His disciples do. They get all bent out of shape, trying to figure out where they're going to get food to feed so many people. And they say at one point to him, will two swords be enough or not? But Jesus doesn't worry about those things. Not even when he's hungry or thirsty. Not even when he's stripped and bleeding. Not even when he has nowhere to lay his head, but a cross. Do not be anxious about your life. And Jesus embodies that statement with his whole self, his whole being. He loved life. He loved others. But he wasn't anxious about it. And from the cross, do you remember those words of trust that he prayed? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When his soul was required of him, he was ready. And he trusted himself, his body, his life, his disciples and their needs, even his death, into the Father's hands. Of course, it's true that we need food and clothing. Jesus knows that. He never denies it. Jesus doesn't say, you can get by without food and without clothing. They're not nothing. They're something. But he does say that life is more than food and the body more than clothing. And consider the ravens, he says, and look at the lilies. God cares for them. He provides their food. He gives them their clothing. He does that even though they're here today and gone tomorrow, even though they don't have rational souls like we have. He loves the ravens, and he loves the lilies. I mean, already, I hate to tell you, it's almost mid-August, and we can see summer passing, and how many of the flowers have already faded, and the lilies are dying, and yet he provided what they needed, and he made them beautiful in their time. And here's the clincher. You're of so much more value than the birds and the flowers. So much more value. You're worth the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And consider this, Jesus didn't die for the ravens, and he didn't die for the lilies, but he did die for you. So yes, we need food and clothing. What we don't need is anxiety and worry. those add nothing to our lives. Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Anyone? Just 1 hour added to your life by your worrying or anxiety? I don't see any hands. You know the truth. Clinical studies demonstrate what we already knew, that worry and anxiety makes life more miserable and shorter. So do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, nor be worried about these things, for all the nations of the world seek after these things. The nations of the world are marked by anxiety and worry and stress. I mean, the newspapers are full of those sorts of things every single day. But Jesus here makes a distinction between his people and the nations of the world. We live in the nations, but who are we? We are the people of God, and we are the flock of Jesus Christ. Now, I know that deep down there's a part of you or some of you that's saying, "That's great, Jesus. Don't worry and don't be anxious. Tell me that again and again. That'll help a lot. If only I could turn off the worry. If only I could shut down the anxiety. Easier said than done, buddy. Now I'm just going to worry about the fact that I'm worrying." I'll take a deep breath and listen. Listen to the rest of what he says. Your Father knows, already knows, that you need these things. It's not a mystery to God, nor is it a mystery to us that we need food and clothing. He knows already, and he's got you covered. He knows that you need to eat and drink. He knows that you need to wear clothing. He knows that you need a shelter over your head. And hasn't he provided for us time and again? Looking too far ahead is what makes us anxious. You know, when you begin thinking about next year or next month or next week or tomorrow, that's what makes us anxious. But take a look back. Look at where you've been. And you'll see a pattern of God providing. Yes, some times have been leaner than others. And maybe you're going through one of those lean times right now. But he's taken care of you up until this very day. And he's given you what you need for today. If you have no food today, come see me afterwards, and I will be glad to share. So don't stress over what you don't have. Fight against your anxiety and worry. How do we do that? I'll give you one hint. Fight against anxiety and worry with gratefulness. With gratefulness. I mean, have you ever imagined that Thanksgiving is a weapon and a tool that God has given you? But he has. Write down 10 things for which you're thankful today, and they can be little things. Give thanks for what you do have. And not just for the stuff, but for the people as well. Seek his kingdom, Jesus says, and all these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the Father's good pleasure, his delight, and his joy to give you what? The kingdom. I find those words to be so freeing. Here we are, and here we've been trying to build up and maintain our little kingdoms, put up our barns and store our grain, and we spend our days fretting and worrying. And Jesus walks over and says, "Hey guys, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The whole kingdom. To give it to you. Here, you can have it," he says. "The whole lot. The Father's good pleasure, the kingdom, and all that I've won, it's yours. Take it." And still we tell ourselves that we've got to worry about tomorrow. I mean, someone's got to worry about tomorrow, right? And if I don't do it, who will? But remember, worry never got anything done anyway. So Jesus says, look, start with this. Start not with your worry, but start with my kingdom. And then the other stuff will fall into place. His kingdom cannot be destroyed. I mean, they tried to destroy the kingdom by taking out the king. And you know what it said over his head when he was nailed to the cross? The king. And you know what happened after he rose from the dead? He ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he is seated on the throne. So no one can take it from you. This kingdom cannot break, it cannot rust, and it cannot rot. And yet it comes to you through amazing things, through earthly stuff. How is the kingdom given to you? How about through this stuff? Through the words of the Bible, through the water of holy baptism, through the bread and wine of holy communion, which is his body and his blood. Eat and drink. He says it's here. You need clothing? You've been covered with his righteousness. How about my forgiveness for all your worry and anxiety? With life eternal like a cherry on top. We walk by faith and not by sight. And this life is a journey. It is a journey that often comes with worry and anxiety, but it is a journey that we take knowing that the kingdom belongs to us through Jesus Christ. It is already yours. Not yours to achieve, not yours to accomplish, not yours to gain, but simply yours to have and enjoy. Jesus wasn't concerned with the stuff. He was concerned with you. And that's why he said what he said. That's why he did what he did. That's why he gives what he gives. To set you free from worry and anxiety by bringing you into the Father's kingdom. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Lord, in your mercy. We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent
with the word of reconciliation, that it may be proclaimed to all people and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant courage and help to those who are persecuted for Christ's sake, especially to Christians in Nigeria, Mozambique, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Be with all who flee their homes to seek asylum, that they might live and worship you in peace. Lord, in your mercy. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure, to maintain righteousness and to hinder and punish wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Bless our homes and families, and be with all expectant mothers, especially Rachel and Stephanie. And we give thanks and praise to you for the safe delivery and healthy birth of Mairead to Meg. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially Oliver, Joyce, and Judy, for their healing and recovery. For Tom's friends, Danny and Karen, Tony and Libby and Deb, for help and support in their particular needs. For Jeremy's friend, John, and his family as he battles cancer. For Pastor Dornan as he undergoes surgery. For Don Collagio, whose eyesight is suffering, as well as for Kate, Pam, Rick and Teresa, Scott and Verity. And today we also thank and praise you for the mercy shown to Rachel and Seth in sparing her life. Amen. And we pray that you would restore her strength and health and spread your wings over their family. Lord, in your mercy. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, yet we ask you, O most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth, nor our many transgressions, or even the sins of yesterday and today. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. We implore you in particular for those who suffer want and hunger, that you would provide daily bread to the people of South Sudan and Gaza. Lord, in your mercy. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. Lord, in your mercy. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring you, for by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. These and whatsoever other things you would have us ask of you, O God, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Give thanks unto
truly meet, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, out of love for his fallen creation, humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Our psalm today is Psalm 33, starting at the first verse. Shout for joy in the Lord, all you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord for the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all the work is done in faithfulness. He loves upright, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Shout for joy in the Lord, all you righteous.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Body and blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that this heavenly food, which we have received, will strengthen our faith that we may bear all crosses, sickness, and trials with patience and trust until you grant us deliverance, peace, and health. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless ye the Lord.
Praise ye to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.